afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 21st, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Commissioner Alfred. If you'll rise with me, please.
I'd like to dedicate this prayer to Commissioner Alfred Sherwood, and that Ms. Gidry's aunt passed, LaFleur Duhon. Dedicate this prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to stand here. That's my faith, grace for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for the citizens and the employees and elected officials. I ask that you continue blessing us with mercy and your grace. I ask this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for a term contract for adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control. Been requested that item B be tabled. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 7 for ditch improvements with BDS Constructors, LLC, operating as MK Constructors in the amount of $1,049,470. And 150 working days funded by the Texas Department of Rural Affairs Hurricane Ike Round 1 Disaster Grant funding administered by the General Land Office. Do we have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, except that Commissioner Weaver is off at school today in Galveston for the County Judges and Commissioners schooling. Under County Commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file executed articles of agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and the Jefferson County Deputy Constables Association for the period October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2013. Item C is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Barbara Evans to attend an American Association of Family and Consumer Sciences conference in Indianapolis, Indiana, June 22nd through 28th. The only cost associated with the attendance are mileage to and from the airport and for meals. And item D is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding mental health patients. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Patrick, did Ms. Evans get all of her stuff signed off on?
I believe so, as far as with the grant.
Yes. Okay, all right. I wanted to compliment her. There was an article on television the other day where she did, with the elderly, did a something like a semi-Olympics with them, and it was very, very positive, so I can support her on this.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving down to County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve an interlocal agreement with Orange County for distribution of the funds on the 2009 Port Security Grant. Jefferson County, Mr. Swain acts as a fiduciary agent for the distribution of funds under that grant. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 366982 through 367216. We have a motion on those items.
So
moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under engineering, item A is to consider and possibly approve the preliminary plat and construction plans of Gilbert Lake Estates, phase 11. A subdivision out of the Levi Hildebrandt survey, abstract number 135 in Jefferson County, Texas. Both the preliminary plat and the construction plans meet the subdivision requirements and are approved by the engineering department. And that's in precinct 4 off of Highway 365, right off of I-10. Have a motion on that item.
Judge, I'll move to approve.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We had probably our year's longest meeting last Monday, and I guess we're going to have a year's shortest meeting this Monday. But finally, this is really going to be a fun part of it. I guess Mr. Erickson here. Under risk management, item A is the announcement of results from the Naturally Slim program and recognition of participants, which was a program that's been promoted by the Jefferson County Employee Benefit Insurance Pool, which Commissioner Alfred and Mr. Swain sit on along with others. But in any event, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Judge and Commissioners. We are very happy to come forward today and give you some feedback on this Naturally Slim program. This is the second round of the program. We started this last year, and I'm very happy to say that in the first round I participated, lost 25 pounds. Since that time, I've lost an additional 5 pounds and managed to keep it off for a year. So it's a very, very successful program. I've never been able to do that before. It truly is a lifestyle change. I know it doesn't look it, Judge. You don't have to say it, but it's true.
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking, you know, the shame of it is that you also lost your hair.
Yeah, well, that was the extra 5 pounds, so what can I say? But we did have another go-round. Went from February 16th to 2012 until April 15th, 2012. We had 30 employees participate in the program. And what they do is complete 10 weeks of online video sessions, and they also take part in pre- and post-program biometric screenings. We have several people to thank on that. First, I want to thank MIS for their cooperation in, adjusting some firewalls and doing some things for us so that our employees could view these video programs. And secondly, I'd certainly like to thank the Employee Health Department. They really did a great job. Starla and Leslie and what's her name? Rachel. That's right. Best for last. They did a fantastic job in helping us out with that. Again, the program wouldn't be near as successful without their participation, and we certainly thank them for that. And certainly, it's easy for me to stand up here and present this to you, but I want to thank Kim and her staff in risk management, Verona and Tara, for their work in this. They answer a lot of questions, do a lot of work to get everything set up, so we thank them for all their help in this program. As a group, the 30 people lost 327.5 pounds. 9 participants lost more than 15 pounds each. There were over 102 inches lost from waist. Blood pressure numbers went down, as did cholesterol, triglycerides, and glucose. And those are all the things that we target in this program. It's specifically trying to get people to live a healthier lifestyle. And it's not a diet. That's one thing the program emphasizes. It is truly a lifestyle change, and it's been very successful. I'd like to recognize those people who might be here who participated in the program and ask them to stand. If you participated in the program. Okay. And thank you for your efforts. I would also especially like to recognize the top three participants that lost the most weight by presenting them with Academy gift cards. And in third place for the number of pounds lost, and they can tell you how much they lost if they so choose, is Nancy Lively. Nancy, are you here? There you are. In second place, and I hate to give this guy a chance at the microphone, but I'm going to in a few minutes, is Greg Fountain. No, go ahead.
Like many people, I've fought weight my entire life, and Kerry's right, this program, just by teaching you eat a bite, set your fork down, simple things like that. I lost 40 pounds on the program, and it's continuing. And my good buddy Mike Kirkpatrick, thanks to him, every time we'd be out someplace, you help each other, and that's what a lot of it's about, is getting the family on board and everything with it. My cholesterol went from 153 to 101 on this program. Mm. Thank you.
and the individual that is our own Jefferson County biggest loser is Mike Kirkpatrick. Mike?
Uh-huh.
Not much left of him. All right, you bet. All I've got to say is it was easier than it looks, okay? And I highly recommend people. I lost 50 pounds in 10 weeks. And if you'd have had to pay for it, and we pay for it with our time, but the county sponsors this, and that's a blessing. But I've had a lot of people I know come up to me and say, how'd you do it? I said, well, here's how you do it, but it's, you don't re-enroll the next year. But I urge these people, I said, pay for it yourself right now, okay, and get started, and then see what happens next year. But start sooner than later. But it works, and I haven't been hungry, and, you know, it's any questions? I mean, I've been proselytizing this now. It was, you know, and so thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Judge, we do plan to. This was paid for out of our wellness dollars that are a part of our contract with our health insurance administrator, and we've negotiated for that. So that's a good thing. We hope to do this again in January. I would encourage all employees and department heads, elected officials, to watch their email. We'll put it out any number of ways and advertise this again. It's a fantastic program. St. Elizabeth's has adopted this now. We've been getting emails from them to try and encourage us to participate, and it was great to be able to say, been there, done that, we're already doing it, and it's very, very successful. So we want to thank the court, we want to thank the Risk Pool Board for sponsoring this program. I think it's made a great effect on people's lives. Thank you.
Right, and Kerry, I did promise Deputy Kirkpatrick that I would participate after I saw what he had done, and he said it was easy, and he explained to me that I wasn't really in the program. It said naturally, so I thought it was just gonna happen naturally. he did explain to me that I had the wrong definition. So I did promise him, and I'm inspired by looking at him, and even Greg. So I appreciate y'all, and I will be a participant. I'm not gonna pay for it for myself, so I think we need to move it to about January. About June or some July sometime. All right, thank you.
Kind of like the guy who said, I joined the health club 3 months ago. I hadn't lost a pound. Apparently, you have to show up.
It's not that.
Have we used up all of our $15,000? We had $5,000 a year. Have we used up our allotment for this year?
Yes, sir, for this contract. Of course, we're going into that negotiation again, so we hope to re-up that and be able to offer the program again.
Very good.
Thank
you so much. That completes our agenda, except that under commissioners, we did pass a resolution relating to mental health patients. I noticed Mr. Fulbright's here from Spindletop MHMR, and the purpose of the resolution was to bring to the attention of the Texas Association of Counties and through them to the legislature the fact that because of the decreased funding mental health services in Texas, because Texas ranks 50th out of the 50 states in mental health spending per capita, that sometimes we are forced locally to hold mental health and mentally incompetent people as prisoners in our criminal justice facilities sometimes because there's inadequate treatment opportunities available for them. That each of those pretrial inmates cost us about $9,000 during a period of incarceration, that the county jail is not an appropriate facility for holding mentally ill people, and that these people pose a high risk of danger to themselves and to other people that they come in contact with. And so we're asking that the state increased funding to provide opportunities for treatment of these individuals that are awaiting trial, and we're hopeful that it will result in some improvement in the delivery of mental health services. Is there anything you wanted to say, Jana?
We just wanted to offer our...
Thank you for being here. Is there anything else any other member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? Or? Oh, yes. Next Monday is Memorial Day. Mr. Swain, you have anything? Did I have anything? So, engineering? Also? Well, I guess if there's nothing, then we will meet the first Monday in June then, the week after next, Monday after next. Anything else?
Just like to plead to the general public to have a safe and pleasant Memorial weekend, and remember what the purpose of that weekend is and why we're celebrating the memorial for all of our fallen veterans and our fallen heroes in our military. So attend the services or the special programs. There's a lot of them out there going to happen, especially on Monday. So have a great weekend. Be careful.
Hey, yes, sir?
Ditto.
All right, we are adjourned. Thank you, man.